Clap and a loud shout of praise. If you are going to praise him, give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Is there anyone here who watched any clip at all of the Asaba Crusade? Did you see what God did there? Incredible. Unbelievable. We'll be seeing some clips of it in a short while. But lift your hands and let's say thank you, Jehovah. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands. That person there, you have a problem with your leg? Lift your hands and let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's say, Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercifulness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you because in you we live and we move and we have our being. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. The privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the miracles and the signs and the wonders and all that you did. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. 1 minute. Father, we thank you. We came actually basically today to give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords the praise. We would look quickly at our testimonies and thanksgiving service. And also at the end of this service, we shall be trusting God to break financial limitations. We shall look briefly at the subject, appreciation and supplication. Appreciation and supplication. This will be part one. Matthew chapter 6, which has been our anchor scripture for the whole of the month, in chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. We honor you, we praise you, we worship you. Our objective today is to see the link between thanksgiving and prayer. It is very important to note two things. First, that appreciation is a major component of fruitful praying, productive, impactful praying. Nobody has prayed well until they have thanked well. Nobody has prayed well until they have praised well. Second thing to note is that appreciation is both the beginning and the end of praying. Appreciation begins praying and it ends praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then at the end of the prayer, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. We begin it with prayer, with appreciation. We end it with appreciation. So prayer is actually the sandwich of praise. Prayer is sandwiched in praise. Prayer is sandwiched in thanksgiving. Supplication is sandwiched in appreciation. And what are we appreciating God for? for the sake of this service, two things. What is the focus of our appreciation? Number one, appreciation for his character of faithfulness. We appreciate God for his character of faithfulness. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2. The Bible said it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth your loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Our appreciation is focused on the faithfulness of God. Psalm 36 and in verse 5, we see again, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy faithfulness, your faithfulness fills the whole earth. We appreciate God for his character of faithfulness. Psalm 89, verse 33 to verse 34. He said, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. We appreciate him, 33 to 35, for his character of faithfulness. That is generally. Thank you, Lord, because it is generally confirmed that you are faithful. What do we appreciate him for? Secondly, appreciations for what he did in time past. That is in your personal life. What he did in time past. If you can ever remember any time, any occasion where God saved you, healed you, delivered you, is a focus for appreciation inside your praying. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 and in verse 37, David speaking said, moreover, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. He was making reference to when God delivered him from the lion and delivered him from the bear. And the God who did that in time past, he was sure will do that for him again. If there is anything God has done for you before, it is an ingredient of your prayer. It's an ingredient of your appreciation. And when you do what I have said, what is the outcome of appreciating his faithfulness and appreciating what he has done before? Two things. First, when you appreciate his faithfulness, you cause him to reproduce his acts of faithfulness in your life. You cause him to reproduce his acts of faithfulness in your life. You cause him to confirm to you that he is truly faithful. Hallelujah. Secondly, appreciation for his previous action is qualification for his next action. Appreciation for his previous action is qualification for his next action. When you appreciate and you didn't forget what he did before, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Psalm 103, verse 2. When you appreciate and remember what he did, you qualify and position yourself for his next action. Somebody is blessed this morning. Say aloud, amen. Who is that person that shall be positioned and qualified for the next act of God? If you are the one, you will stand up on your feet with a loud shout of amen. The louder shout of hallelujah. The loudmost shout of hallelujah. For the next 7 minutes, I want us to celebrate the King of Kings. I want us to celebrate the Lord of Lords. I want us to celebrate the great I am that I am. And you will do something in your life that will amaze your enemies and amaze all those who know you. Lift your hands one first and foremost and say, Father, thank you. Go ahead, say, Father, thank you for your faithfulness in my life. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because you are a faithful God. I appreciate you. I honor you in the name of Jesus. Is there anything God has done in your life you can remember? Thank him for the gift of life. Thank him for the gift of health. Thank him because you are in the sanctuary, whereas others are in the mortuary. Thank him, honor him, adore him. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. Blessed be your name in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and do an 8 minute praise, 8 standing for a new beginning. And just let God know that you are appreciative. Now, while you are praising him, you are provoking his faithfulness. While we are praising him, you are activating the next thing he will do in your life. And while this is on, everyone who came in here sick in your body, came in here bound in your system, came in here afflicted by the devil, the affliction will disappear and the agenda of the enemy will expire. Shout the loudest amen. Let's go, celebration.
We are singing, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Heavenly Father, saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We are saying,
we are saying thank you.
Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Heavenly Father, saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hey, we are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We are saying
thank you.
Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. Yeah. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you, we thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you, Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you, we thank you, Lord. Hey, hey, Jehovah, Baolua.
In the spirit, pray in the spirit. Something is happening already. Pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Just praise. Worship him in the spirit. Let Yes, Master. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Just lift the hands high up and close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worship him. Whisper that name, Jesus. That's right. Amen. Amen.
I'm not afraid.
It's your hand. Lift your hands high above your head. The Master is here showing you that your appreciation diverse encounters, visitations, healings, deliverances, breakthroughs, pulling someone out of a pit, breaking an ancestral curse, a generational curse, breaking off limitations, setting the captive free, embargo, antimarital spell, broken, spirit of rejection, spirits of discouragement, spirits of inferiority, going on. Lift your hands high. I'd like you to bring it out gradually, bring it down gradually. When I count up to five, at the fifth time, you place it on your head gradually, whispering, Jesus, let it high. Diverse encounters. One. Of the Holy Ghost. Receive it, 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 receive it. Now, power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Lift your hands high up. Worship Him. Honor Him and adore Him. Somebody with an itchy condition of the body, the Lord is delivering you from it right now. Somebody with a pelvic inflammatory disease situation, toilet infection, what they call, with itching and all manner of things, it just disappeared right now. Somebody with a hip condition, God has touched that hip, and a knee condition. And God has touched it right now. Somebody's blocked ear is open. Somebody's closed door just open. Somebody's pressure in the head just disappeared. Right-sided affliction just of the head just disappeared. Give the Lord a shout of praise, people. Wave your hands and take your seat. If you got a deliverance, a healing, a miracle, something, just come forward quickly. Whether it was an encounter or a physical healing. And if you have a pending testimony that also needs to be shared, you can step forward here quickly.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
She came in as soon as you declared concerning the itching that stopped. She said all of a sudden, three days ago, she just woke up, her whole body itching. Not as if there's rashes, not as if, just very unbearable itching. She came into church with it this morning, itching, just scratching herself. As soon as she just spoke, the itching disappeared. She's so calm.
Come over here. Every strange arrow, sudden affliction in your body, over forever, in the name of Jesus.
Sir, our brother, for the past 4 days, have been having itchy condition, the head, the palm, and the feet.
And it's gone.
And it's gone.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Step forward here. Lift your hands. Every sudden arrow, go back to hell.
This young man said he met you, he saw you at a point, that he, all of a sudden, how many years ago? 2009. As if rats are running race inside his head.
Wow. And 11 years.
Yes. As soon as you prayed for him, that has been the end. His head has been calm. He has been normal.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Every stranger in your body, is somebody here this morning? Fire all the Holy Ghost. Today is the end of the oppression and affliction of strangers in the name of Jesus. Sir.
Sir, Sister Favor had serious pressure in his head. Her head and itching in a private region for the past 8 years.
Oh God.
As the word went forth and the itching stopped and the pressure materialized.
Oh dear. Even yesterday she got drugs, toilet infection. Fire! All the Holy Ghost disappear, dissolve, dematerialize, disintegrate forever. Everything that has put your life under pressure, today is the end of it forever.
She has also had itching in her private region and water coming out from her left breast.
Oh God.
For the past 2 months. But as what went for, he saw a warm light substance fell out from that.
One light substance fell out from that breast.
And
the affliction in the private region, breath also gone. Fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Everything my Father in heaven, is somebody here this morning? Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body is uprooted right now.
Sir, sister, blessing something. As you are declaring today, she remembered that last week she had an encounter. While in the service here, she said God opened her eyes. She saw a big angel that came with a huge basket and was distributing to people. And some people were sleeping, spiritual slumber, yeah, and bypassed them. And then another angel wearing suit, tall, big, filled this place, was writing people's names. Writing people's...
This morning, he was writing names.
Okay,
yes, this one is this morning, he was writing.
Oh yeah, many are sleeping. Many. Even there are some with eyes open, but they are still sleeping.
Cry.
And there are those who should be in church now who are not there. So their name is not on the list. Step forward here. They want to sit at home and watch on television. All of us can also sit at home and watch on television. I prophesy you will not miss your visitation. Is God speaking to somebody here? On the day of your visitation, you will not miss your visitation.
Amen.
I see divine, drastic visitation happening to people right now. Shout the loudest amen. Yes, go on. Incredible things happening here.
Yes, sir.
Your brother here came to this church 11th of July. He said, 4 years now, he stopped going to church. But he had the voice of God say, go to Dunamis and worship me. And he came to this place, and today, just 2 weeks now, he has gotten an international appointment. And he has come to say, thank you, Jesus.
Incredible. 4 years, no church. What a merciful God. And on that 2 months, 2 weeks of stepping into church, God changed his story. Congratulations. Ensure you serve this God for the rest of your life. Father, touch him and reorient his mind. In Jesus' name. I'd like someone from the counseling to talk with him. If somebody has not been in church for 4 years, then he might need some discussion. Yes, go ahead.
Our sister said on Friday was her birthday. After the early Uli sick day prayer going home, someone poured water on her. I don't know what form of celebration that is. Since that day, she became feverish. Came into the service in that condition. Also was an abdominal pain. But in the midst of that ministration, she became totally well.
Come over, lift your hands. Every arrow of evil poured to you in the form of celebration is returned back to sender. Power of the Holy Ghost. You are free.
Our sister said she came in here on Tuesday at the Glory Dome though, for the first time. She had had hormonal imbalance for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. Breast producing milk. But on Thursday, she said she just there to check and everything dried up. She's here to
20 solid years. Step up here. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here today who has been under any form of bondage for these years. Today, it is over forever.
Jesus. Our sister here came into service this morning, trusting God to be married. And she said while the worship went on, she saw arrows being retrieved from her chest. And she believed she's totally set.
Congratulations.
Sister Precious also.
Come. Jesus' precious name. Anti-marital spell. Over. Fire. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Sister Preston also said for the past 8 months she had been suffering from itching condition as the word went forth all the itching condition.
Lift up your hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name.
Sister Joy, please come forward. So this is another itching condition for 1 year gone. Immediately you mentioned the case, you say it's
stop over here, lift your hands. Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Mary stayed on charm for 7 years. She came into service with terrible pain, the right leg, and then headache. At the mention of her case, it gone.
Call him Ebubedike, Jehovah Shammah, Ebubedike. Everybody, he's the man of war. Ay, 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 ay.
She had an encounter where you told her your problems are over.
Wow. How many people's problems are over here this morning? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Over, 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 over. For somebody here, this service this morning is the final bus stop of that affliction. Is the final bus stop of that affliction. Shout the Lord and say amen.
This is Brother Michael. He said he had a dream yesterday, so this morning, where he saw himself in the village, being pursued by a being that he couldn't describe. So he was in fear till this morning. He said originally he had planned to come for the second service, but the boy said, go for this service, that your word will come. So when he came in the course of the service, he had a trance where he saw God using the face of the senior pastor, coming to hand over a form to him, telling him that your story has changed. Whatsoever is the case in your life, that story has changed.
Can you stand on your feet if you believe your story is changing?
That's wonderful.
God said, what I said to one, I said to all. I announce to you today, your story changes.
Ministry changes, marital changes, financial changes, career changes, destiny changes, destiny story changes now. In the name of Jesus. We can take one more because of time. The rest may be able to take in the second service.
So this is John Asiku. He said after 2 years when he was released from the kidnapper's den, he suddenly started developing pressure on the left side of his body that affected his left ear.
Oh, wow.
He said as soon as that word went forth, that pressure took off. Now he can hear clearly with the left ear.
And it was mentioned.
Wow. Miller, you mentioned it. It took off.
And those killers will never, those demons will never go free. As you are testifying now, judgment is answering for them there. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Intervention. In Jesus' precious name. Will you give the Lord 1 minute dance more?
Yes, sir.
Many of us, our testimonies are so exclusive, but for the sake of time, if you wait a little bit and you want to testify in the second service, we'll take it. Please dance back to your seat.
You are God. You are not the
same. You are not the same.
You are not just like you. You are the great God. You are God. You are not just ego. You are not just like you. You are the great God. And you are great, great. You are big, big, big. You are big, you are big, 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 big,
big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, and stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon these hands today, financial limitations are breaking. Now take your seat 1 minute. Breaking financial limitations. Maybe this is the second message for today's service. God, what is God's plan? Why is it necessary for financial limitations to be broken? 2 John, 3 John verse 2 said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I wish, I desire for you to do well, to be financially successful the way every other area of your life is successful. That is my wish, God speaking. What then do you do to see financial limitations broken off your life? Number one, understand the position of the word for your finances. What is God's position? What does God want where your finances are concerned? We just read one now. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Understand the word position regarding your finances. Job chapter 36 verse 11. He said, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Understand the word position. Because what is revealed to you is what can be released for you. Deuteronomy 29:29.
The secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. Don't just understand this skeletally, understand it in depth. This is what God wants for me. This is what God wants for my finances. Number two, develop faith in God as your source of all things. Develop faith in God as your source of all things. Faith should not be placed in your certificate, in your talent, or in a mortal man. An uncle, even in a government, in an establishment. Genesis chapter 14, verse 22 to 23. Abraham said, I've lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe lashes, and that I will not take anything that is thine, in case you say, I have made Abraham rich. If you are working in the United Nations, the job may spoil. If you are working in NNPC, wherever, you don't have a guarantee that that job lasts forever. But if you are connected to the source of all things, it doesn't matter what changes on the earth. Your life is intact. Am I communicating at all? It doesn't matter that. Don't ever look at a job. Don't ever look at a man. Don't ever look at a system. Don't ever look at a connection as your source. Otherwise, you remain in limitation for life. The reason why some of us will never be stranded for life is that we looked away from man long ago, longest time. Develop faith in God as your source of all things, and let that faith be strong. Number three, maintain the vision of supernatural supplies. Let it occur to your mind, then it can occur to your life. Develop the vision, maintain the vision of supernatural supplies. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15, he said, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift now up your eyes. Look from the place where you are. Verse 15 says, for all the land which you see, I will give you. God can only give what man can see. Am I communicating? If it doesn't cross your mind, it can't cross your life. I was very happy on Wednesday when I was talking about God is trying to give you an aircraft and you are thinking of a tricycle. And they were showing the picture on the screen. I saw what it did to the minds of some people. There are people who are survival minded. God wants you to go far beyond that. Let big things cross your mind. Vision, not just vision for how to be comfortable, but vision of what to do with the kingdom. If massive resources enter your hands, what will you do? Let that vision flow through your mind consistently. And vision will become the magnet of provision. Any day, anytime, the magnet of provision. Maintain the vision of supernatural supplies. Number four, walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. If you want to break limitations financially around your life, walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. It said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. If you wake up in the morning and you bounce your feet on the earth and it didn't sink you, then the covenant is in existence. If you wake up in the morning and you hit your leg on the ground in front of your bed and it didn't give way and the earth still remained, if there is a seed time, there must be a harvest time. I am not just preaching, I am talking my practice. My destiny is not tied to what I get, it is tied to what I give. For as long as my hands are not tied in release, no devil can tie what I receive. Am I communicating? And this whole process starts with what is called the tithe. Life remains tight for the people who don't know what it means to tithe. It goes on through diverse kinds of givings. What we call kingdom financial practices. It flows through into all of those. Once there is a releasing, there will be a receiving. No prayer and fasting can stop a non-giver from borrowing and begging. No prayer and fasting. If you are not a giver, you may end as a beggar, even if you are a billionaire today. Hallelujah. Walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. And number five, walk in financial integrity. Financial integrity. Financial integrity. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Bible talked about the man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Was perfect and upright. He was one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons now. The last verse told us this man of integrity was the greatest man in the land of the east. Financial integrity means whatever you get belongs to you by right. You didn't steal it. You didn't crookedly get it. You didn't dupe to get it. You didn't defraud to get it. You didn't double deal to get it. You got it by right. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 11. It said, as a partridge sitteth upon eggs and does not hatch them, that is how he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. You can be a tither, but if you are a thief, you don't have a future. You can be a giver, but if you are a crook, you don't have a future. If you fraudulently get money and you get it by hook or crook, that future is jeopardized. Apply these five things, and I prophesy to you, your financial embargoes are lifted. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for someone's hands here today. I declare every embargo placed on your hands, every financial limitation on your hands are broken. They are broken forever. Financial limitation is broken forever. Financial embargo is lifted from your life forever. Grace to give is released upon you. And I thank you, Lord, because it is done. In Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Did you receive anything from message number 2? Just go ahead and think over it and work on it. Every time you have an opportunity to give in the house, it is an opportunity for your life to shift. In those days in our area, one church, there are people who used to come and tell me, sir, you have not talked about any offering for a very long time. Please, is there not something to do? Because our levels change whenever you ask for a giving. And the Lord said to me many years ago, if you deprive the people the opportunity to give, you have deprived them the opportunity to be made. I was very, very conservative. I don't want anybody to say I was looking for their money. Because, I mean, I respect myself. And it's not money that sent me to ministry. And I don't want to bear a bad name for the sake of money that I forget to carry in my own pocket. Am I communicating? Right now, I don't have money in my pocket right now. If you carry me now, and whatever you do to me, you can't catch one naira in my pocket now. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You know, that's my relationship with money. I traveled all the way to South America and forgot to carry money from Nigeria. Not one naira. It was when I reached Venezuela, I realized I didn't carry one naira. Not nyanyao. Even if you are going to nyanya, will you forget money? That is, you reach Europe, 6 hours flight. Before you take another 10, 11 hours flight, you fly all that way and you didn't remember to carry. That's our relationship with money. So, but the Lord said, if you prevent the people from giving, you have prevented them from being made. And so, an opportunity is right before us, 25th anniversary convention of Dunamis Gospel Center. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Happens in the month of November. And we are doing a 25th anniversary celebration, Seed of Perfection. Between now and that 25th anniversary, several things that this seed is focusing on. We have four halls of meeting on the galleries there that will serve for counseling, serve for other purposes that are awaiting completion. We have the children's church construction that is going on there, awaiting completion. We have diverse car park phase one over here, and then the Glory Gate car park phase two up there. We also have several things all around. I mean, I have about 18 items here on this list that are things to be worked upon before November. And this translates into nine zeros. And it can be done without any of us. But God is giving us the opportunity to be a part of this. This card is going to make you to be able to give something at once. And then also make a monthly commitment from now until. That's right. Give the Lord a shout of praise. But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. The name, the address, the phone number, amount, a monthly commitment. The amount is a one-time amount. And the monthly commitment is up there. And this is an opportunity. And the ushers have the cards with them. You can lift up your hands and let it be given. Actually, pass it from seat to seat. Anybody who is interested, you pick one. If you are not, pass it to the next person and then let it go. Just pick your copies, and if you are not interested, pass it to the next person. And God gives us the opportunity to be a part of something as massive as this. And I believe our lives will never remain the same. Say aloud, amen. Pass it on very, very, very fast. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Rofeka. Hallelujah. If you have it, lift it up. Let's see. Father, I prophesy upon every of these card lifted, this opportunity to be lifted, this opportunity to be raised, this opportunity to make a mark in the kingdom, an opportunity to be blessed. Father, let not one person who will be a part of this perfection seed lack perfection or lack completion in their lives. In the name of Jesus. There are some who have received this card by faith. I declare and decree that systems will come under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands in the name of Jesus. There are those who are trusting God to expecting resources to come before they are able to be a part of this. I declare those resources are released in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Very soon, I just said that people will come and look at a list like this and say, Pastor, what is the total cost of this thing? Just forget about it. I am going to undertake everything. How many of you believe that is possible? I prophesy upon you in the name of Jesus. You are going to get such massive enough resources that you will handle the project that everybody is meant to handle. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. And even within the next 7 days, resources shall rush at somebody. Resources shall massively flow towards somebody that will make you a giant in the kingdom within these next 7 days. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And everyone online, you are also welcome to be part of this. You can text us and let us know how you can be part. And if you are in need of your answer, I want to take a look at some of the items and I want to take it completely to do one thing completely. You can also have access to that. You let me know through my secretary or the accounts office. We can let you know what items are these. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout the loudest amen? Can that amen be louder still? A louder believer's amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 16 and in verse 15, the Bible said, and he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why are we going to Asaba? Why are we going to Enugu very soon? Why are we going to Niger? Why are we going to Enugu is in 3 weeks, 2 weeks time or 3 weeks time. Why 3 weeks time? Why are we going to Boko? Why are we going to Nasara? Why are we going to Bauchi? Why are we going to Yola? Why are we going up to all these places? He said, go ye into all the world. Go into the world of business people. Go into the world of entertainers. Go into the world of medical doctors. Go into the world of lawyers. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Let me say this to you. If you want God to do for you what you want Him to do, you must do for Him what He wants you to do. Am I communicating? He said, draw near me and I'll draw near to you. If we ever want God, for God to do what you want Him to do, you must do what He wants you to do. When was the last time you did something that God wanted you to do? My own was yesterday, and it is happening currently. When was the last time? Many people come to God with requests, but they never bring God results. Results in soul winning. Results in impact. My prayer for myself is almost zero in terms of, except if I'm looking for more mantles and more grace to touch and deliver more souls. Very, very, it's very minimal. Why? I've dashed myself to God, pursuing what bothers Him. And He continuously handles what bothers me. I want every one of us, in these 7 weeks, this is week three, 7 weeks of harvest glory. If everyone did what we have been asking for us to do, the first service will be filled to overflow by now. But we just keep coming to church. Go ahead and do what God wants you to do. Don't come to church on Sunday just by yourself. On Saturday night, let your conscience begin to ask you. We are in a 7 weeks program announced by God's servant and prophet. Are you participating? Are you involved? Does it move you? Or you want to continue life and business as usual? And then we're asking for a different result in life. Meanwhile, we are doing the same thing. Show us a clip of our own assignment. We came back by 11 in the night yesterday night, or 11:30 to 12. Slept around maybe 1 something or so. Then woke up 4 something to be here in the service, 3 services. And the schedule continues. Am I communicating? I enjoin you to follow suit. And let us depopulate hell and populate heaven. So that our prayer requests can be minimal. You have the crusade, Asaba crusade. Please let it run very quickly. While that is going on, any will I seek this service holds tomorrow, 6 a.m. all the way to Friday. This week, the International Music Ministers Conference starts on Wednesday, not Monday, please. Wednesday is starting full force with the midweek service. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. We have ministers and guests coming from all across, and it's going to be very impactful. Ending with an explosive worship, mid-year worship. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. On Friday night, with all our music guests, invite your friends, invite your loved ones, and the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. coming Sunday service is going to be the fourth Sunday, and it is a Sunday for unemployed and stagnated people. Anyone you know in your vicinity that is trusting God for employment and his trust is stranded in any way, I'd like you to come with them and let us trust God together for their lives. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, if you have the card up, can you lift it up one more time? Father, in the name of Jesus, can you stand up with the card lifted? I want to use as the point of contact for the breaking of financial limitations and embargoes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree today the breaking of every financial limitation, every financial embargo, everything that has resisted your finances. Today the yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of empty-handedness, every spirit of poverty, every spirit of scarcity, every spirit of shortage, today is your end forever. I decree today, systems are put under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands in the name of Jesus. And today I ask that the Lord will open your eyes to scriptures that show you your finances. Faith in God be released in a new dimension. I prophesy a new realm of vision. Grace to practice the covenant faithfully and dedicatedly. Receive it right now. And the grace to walk in financial integrity is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Stretch your two hands. Many of us will make up our mind today. As for tithing, nobody will remind me again for the rest of my life. As for financial straightness, if God cannot give it to me, I don't need it at all. You will need to make up your mind today. I prophesy upon your hands. Harvest from the north, south, east, and west is released for you now. In Jesus' name. Take your seat, pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges, and let's honor God. While you are doing that, you can watch the clip. If you have it and you have given us the grace to watch it, you can show it and give us volume. Pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges.
What happened to this mother? Since 2007, 14 solid years. Mama, walk up here. Are you just looking? Yes, another one walking from it. For 10 years.
10 years, sir. As you spoke, power entered into her body. She lifted the stick and began to walk for the first time after 10 years, sir.
Wow. How she had walked for 10 years. She's showing us. Mama, show the devil how you can walk now.
We go to hell.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey! And the pain disappears. Are you just...
Any bit wait and see for me. Any bit wait and see for me.
Just a minute. She's screaming. You know her.
She was in my house. She was crying.
I am a living witness. Yesterday she was in my house. She was praying. She was crying. Lump in the breast with pain. Radiating to the back. Police personnel. She was afraid of going to the hospital because she didn't know what they would tell her. Lump gone back to hell. Pain gone back to hell. She has no lump now. She has no pain now. Only the devil has it now. Hey!
Everything was black. Everything. But at the instant of that declaration, the eyes opened and he can see the light.
He began to shout and run out.
He ran with his helper that he can see light. He can see light.
Just
the pastor said,
"You can see the light." That's right. He's seeing light right there. See light up there. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. And this for 33 years. Show the devil how you can walk now.
This kind God.
Are you just looking like that, people? Hey! Blessed be your holy name.
They carried him. Yes, Pastor.
This boy.
He was carried in here, sir.
He was carried in here.
Yes, sir. That's the mother.
Look at the skull.
4 years ago, a machine knocked him down.
He can't move and can't walk. And somebody has to carry him.
Yes, sir.
For 4 years.
For 4 years. Can't lift the right hand. Only you can do what no man can do.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you seeing it? Well? See the hand. See the hand that cannot live. He doesn't sleep at night. Yesterday he slept until they had to wake him up. He's laughing.
He's so happy, sir. That's not all. He's also an instrumentalist.
Instrumentalist. Spirit of madness, get back to him.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Because I am healed.
I am normal. I can't be mental.
The devil is mental.
Me, I'm normal.
Give
the Lord a big clap of hands. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Father, thank you for the harvest of every giver. Lady hands lifted, never drop to beg. In Jesus' name. Pass the offering, and everyone here who you have not yet given your life to Jesus, quickly, I'd like you to stand up on your feet. You saw the miracles in the church today. You saw also the people who came out to give their life to Christ at that crusade. It is now your turn to come forward here. Everywhere you are, carry your Bibles and your bags, and at the count of 7, run out quickly and surrender your life to Jesus. 1. Anywhere you are, rush forward. Come surrender your life to Jesus. Come and be born again. You have an addiction in your life that must be broken. A negative lifestyle that you want to leave quickly. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, and gambling, and all forms of demonic vices. You want to be free from them. I give you the count of 7. 1. Something faster. 2. 3. You backslid and you want to return back to the Lord. Also, step forward here. I mentioned last, I think midweek service, that if you are in need of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, are you able to undertake it now, counselors? For those who came in for the service, or you did at the end of the service, the end of the last service. All right. Those who are unable, who have not been able to pray with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, at the end of the final service, if you want to go and come, you can. But at the end of the last service, we'll have an immediate Holy Ghost class for you, after which you will also be connected to the foundation class if you haven't done that. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Place your hand on your chest, those of you standing, and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God be released on you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.